Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The List and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. This is The List and your boy. This is our midweek news show for those of you that are new. And I know there are some of you that are new here. We kind of wrap up the week, not wrap up. We're about to kick off a whole new week of wrestling, but we do our best to wrap it up.
We wrap up on Wednesday. That's what we do. We wrap up on Wednesday.
Yeah, we wrap up on Wednesday. I don't know if we'll have anything worth talking about today, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to take super chats because we got no news.
Yeah, by the way, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap the bell for notifications. You might be new here. We've got tons of interviews on Fightful, tons of post-show podcasts. I know it's the first time for a lot of people here, but you can also tap that little dollar sign at the bottom of youtube.com/Fightful's window. Donate a super chat that will get your question or statement read on the air. And some stuff happened, Jimmy, or is happening. Some stuff is perhaps actively happening.
Sean Ross Sapp, look in my eyes. What do you see? Now, I got to give you props, Sean. And off the air, I do put you over a fair bit, as you know. Sean, not only, you know, are you always breaking news and you're doing things the right way and you're getting confirmation first and all of that. He knows stuff before he breaks it. And because he always wants to make sure he does his due diligence, and what we're about to talk about, he knew about this for days, but wanted to do things. Yeah, but he wanted to do things professionally, and he wanted to, you know, get his confirmations. Good for you. Like, kudos to you for doing things the right way. A lot of others would have broken it the same day. You know, they would have, and they would have just kind of dealt with the repercussions afterwards. But you did things the right way. I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell us what you know about Phil Brooks.
Whew. So I heard about this situation about a week and a half ago. And, you know, I'll have like conversations with people and several pieces of news will sort of come up. And this was one of those things in that conversation that I was like, well, that's so far-fetched that probably like I'll get around to it. Like there's no way. Like, of course we've all heard, maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't happen for so long. And then I started bringing it up to people and they were like, yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire. And it was specifically about CM Punk having conversations with AEW about a potential in-ring return. And from what I understand, it's never gotten as serious as they have been. And that goes for any company. I'm going to have some more news on FightfulSelect.com this week about other companies that have reached out to him. But also, by this morning, people in WWE had somehow learned that I had learned about this news. And they were like not even like saying like, hey, run it. I was going to run it today anyway. The plan was noon Wednesday. Seems like a good time to drop AEW news. And they had, like, there were people in the company that were like, well, these people were under the impression that he was going to go there, et cetera, et cetera. And this is not a piece of news that I think that either AEW or CM Punk side wanted out. I think it was probably something that if it does happen, which we have not confirmed that a deal has been signed, that anything has been finalized, but that talks were happening and were very serious. And this would be very, very big for AEW, and people can talk about his age all they want. Guess how old Chris Jericho is right now? Mm-hmm. It's significantly younger than CM Punk, or significantly older than CM Punk.
Yeah.
We're getting crazy super chats, which we're going to spend obviously a lot of time on this.
And you know, to put things into perspective, because this might blow people's minds, Sheamus is older than CM Punk.
That is mind boggling. That is mind boggling.
Yeah, it is.
As you know, I was quite frankly a little concerned when I broke this news. I'm like, am I going to get blackballed? Am I going to get like any of that? And I wouldn't say that I was assured I wouldn't be, but it was indicated to me, no, you're probably not. That's not the way that Tony Khan or AEW does business.
Right.
But this, originally when I was told, I was like, oh, well, you can't let this out because I don't know if like more than a few people know. Well, as it turns out, I know that more people knew about it before when I heard about it, because I've heard of another media member reaching out for confirmation, but I think they asked if he was signed, and I don't think anything's signed. So, you know, obviously from a promoter perspective or a confirmation perspective, somebody says, hey, is this guy that you probably want to keep secret signed? Mm-hmm. And they haven't signed on the dotted line. It's mm-hmm. real easy to say no, and that still be forthcoming and true and all that. But don't know if the deal will 100% get done. I mean, I hope this isn't a situation like, for example, a couple years ago, we had heard that the M&M 2K thing was a done deal. Well, then when the news got out that it was, that deal was pulled.
Yeah.
And probably a good thing for M&M to not be associated with that crap game that came out. But my God, we've got so many super chats already. But Jimmy, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on if this happens and what's out there.
I think your track record speaks for itself, Sean. So, you know, not that I'm going to sit here, you know, rhyming off all the stuff that Sean broke that turned out to be accurate. But I mean, look at Goldberg. That was you that broke that. And you even went so far as to say it was going to be Goldberg Lashley at SummerSlam. And so I think your track record speaks for itself. I think you've been very honest in saying that you haven't heard it signed, but that it looks like it's pretty close. I'll say this about CM Punk. You know, I'm not a massive fan of him personally as a talent, but I respect him because he's one of these generational guys that has managed to stay relevant, even though it's been almost a decade since he's been in the ring.
Yeah.
And that's a special thing. You can't say that about everybody. You know, not every talent who is years removed from a WWE ring still gets a chant of their name in an arena full of people. And so he's definitely a popular figure. He's a polarizing figure. He would be big for AEW. I mean, look at what happened with Fightful Select today. You know, Fightful Select blew up today when Sean broke this, and we suspected that it might. He's got a fan base. And so this will be big for AEW. I will go so far as to say, with or without Punk, I'll go so far as to say that by the end of the year, Dynamite's peak quarter is going to surpass Raw's low quarter by the end of 2021. Because you see the momentum that they've got, and you see how, you know, things are, yeah, they had a hot Raw this week in terms of viewership because of live crowds, because of Cena. They'll be back to 1.5 in short order if creative continues the way it did on Monday. It's a great time for AEW, and it makes sense for Punk because he's not a stupid guy. He sees
very
creative
smart guy.
Yeah, and he sees creatively how talent has been leveraged and utilized in WWE. He sees how talent has been leveraged and utilized in AEW. He sees kind of the creative freedom that they have. Punk fits that environment like a glove. And we'll talk later about another name that might be in the same situation. But
look how well they've used their older stars in AEW. Look at that track record. Look how well Sting's been used. Look how well Chris Jericho has been used.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even put Punk in that category.
No. Know? I mean, he's especially even considering that when he left 7.5 years ago,
yeah,
probably near his physical prime,
yep,
wrestling was a lot different. Like the mid-40s guys weren't growing on trees back then even.
Right.
And now they are. And now your wrestling prime is closer to your late 30s, early 40s
yep,
than ever because there's not a lot. I mean, even AJ Styles, who you're not going to see doing a spiral tap anymore these days. You're not going to see him do a springboard shooting star to the outside. He does some of his really best work from a character standpoint, from a promo standpoint. We're going to get to some of these super chats. My God, that we're going to spend a lot of time on this. I want to plug Fightful Select, guys. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Even if you're like, oh, well, this stuff gets aggregated pretty quickly, it's a great way to support us and what we do. And not just me, but Jeremy Lambert and Robert DeFelice and Gisberto Guzzo and Joe Hulbert and Alex and Denise and all these people that are doing really great work as well. It all goes around. And noon Eastern tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a live Q&A on FightfulSelect.com so you can get your questions there as well. Dante says, similar to Frank, Punk got me back into watching wrestling. I saw him on Raw, and he looked different than what was usually on TV. I find him and his story inspirational. You always hear of the airport effect where somebody just turns their head. And they go, oh, who's that? He was a bit of that because he had all the tattoos and stuff.
Right.
But he also looked like a normal human being, too.
Yeah, and he also, I mean, he was always, you know, he always had the reputation of kind of being anti-authority. And obviously, you know, not that he's apples to apples to Stone Cold Steve Austin, but that's what made Stone Cold Steve Austin hot. And of course, the pipe bomb promo. Punk always came off like a guy who did not give a shit if he got fired or not.
Yeah,
that's how he came off. And I think that there was a certain appeal for that. And you know what? He seems to be like that in real life. I can't profess to know him because I don't, but he seems to be like that in real life, too.
That's why I wish he didn't hate us, man.
Yeah.
I like generally what he stands for. He's a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
I admire the fact that he tried his hand at MMA. I
absolutely agree. Agree. The ball is just to step into the cage.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes balls. And a lot of guys will kind of talk about how, oh, I could do that. I could do that.
I called hundreds of fights, and a lot of the fights, I would say probably half the fights that I called commentary from ringside were people in their first fight ever. And when they get in the ring and they're standing across from somebody they know can kick their ass for the first time, and they finally hear a ring announcer like Rick Toms as he's staring them in the eye, screaming their name through a microphone in front of their loved ones, and they go, oh, shit, this is happening. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen somebody like that get punched and fall over 10 seconds later.
Yep.
We got Dylan Bishop saying, would you suspect this could be the bigger than Andrade thing Meltzer has said he's feeling coming at the Arthur Ashe Stadium show? No, I don't think so. I think that AEW's got a lot of stuff in the works. But
Chicago's the place for him.
I would say so. Now, I do want to specify, guys, I have not reported that he's coming back. I have not reported All Out. I have not reported anything like that because I don't know. I haven't gotten any confirmation on that.
Yeah, that's pretty logical. And Chicago would go ape shit. And here's another cool thing. Cult of Personality is not a WWE property.
Exactly.
So they can very easily hit that music and Chicago would go ballistic. That would be a great visual.
I appreciate the kind words, Matt and Caleb. New Punk Rant says, I'd scream and cheer so loud if Punk shows up at All Out by GTS and Kenny Omega after he loses the belt. I love Punk till the end. Well, that would be a hell of a way to debut. Ricardo, thank you very much for the kind words as well. And Some Stupid Punk says, hello to all the new subs. Stick around for the best wrestling news and review content. We dropped a couple of great interviews this week. Raquel Gonzalez and Mojo Rawley. I know a lot of you will sleep on that Mojo Rawley interview. Man, he is a ball of energy and so much fun. Brian Medina says, Punk versus Omega and versus Y2J, Punk versus Mox. Yeah, there are a whole bunch of fresh matches, Jimmy. Even like his last year, the Shield matches were done to death. But you mean to tell me that Punk versus Moxley wouldn't draw now? It absolutely would.
Absolutely. Like you said, there's so many fresh matchups. I'd even love to see Punk and AJ, Miro and Lana.
Yeah. Oh, you know my gosh. I mean?
There's so much stuff they can do.
Give me AJ Lee and Britt Baker going back and forth on a microphone, please.
Right, 100%. 100%. I don't even know if she wants to do it anymore, but she was a great talent too in her own right.
She was. She was the most fascinating character on the show for the summer. Bob Green says, breaking news, boy. Well, I appreciate that. And Rob Reed says, the best part is he can come out to Cult of Personality and they can't do a thing about it.
Yep.
They might not have the rights to the Kill Switch Engage song either. Like that might be completely separate. Punk said, or Some Stupid Punk says, here to give tribute to the man, Jimmy Van, and the best SRS as CM Punk burned through his goodwill with fans by now? No, not based on the reaction that I've seen.
No, no. And the thing is, I mean, we're seeing it in the super chats and we've seen it with the FIFO Select reaction. But even just when Punk posts something on Twitter, he is still over. He is still over. And you know, the fan base that has kind of stuck with AEW, kind of a younger fan base, that's kind of a Punk fan. You know what I mean? In terms of the demo of that fan base. No, I think he would be special in AEW. There's a lot of potential.
Here's an interesting point to kind of debate. If he signs with AEW, Eric says he'd have Punk debut on the first Rampage, which is the Friday before. Now, also, the Dynamite before is in Chicago. Would you have him debut the Friday or Wednesday before to increase the pay-per-view buys, pop a rating? Or would you be like, okay, you have to come to All Out to maybe see this surprise? That's a conundrum right there.
So it's interesting you say that, because we've talked before about how the business model has changed for WWE and how now it's kind of in WWE's best interest, although Peacock changes the game a little. But otherwise, we always said it was in their best interest to have big things happen on Raw and SmackDown because that's your moneymaker. However, I believe All Out is the place. I believe that you want it to be a surprise. I think that the trickle effect business wise will catch up anyway. The numbers would be there for the next Dynamite afterwards too. So I think maybe you salvage a little bit of buys that maybe you would have had otherwise if you promoted them sooner for All Out, thinking about the long term impact. You want that surprise element, I think.
Frank Aguilera says, Punk single-handedly got me back into wrestling 2011 after 4 years off. That happened with a whole lot of people and the pipe bomb. They were very, very excited about this angle, and WWE rushed it. They really rushed it. Punk should have held that title until he lost it to The Rock, and probably, you know, argued that that match didn't need it either. So
that was one of the last times I can remember where real life and storyline really kind of, you know, one envelope the other. You didn't know what was going to happen. Punk won the belt. His contract had expired. You know what I mean? Obviously, you knew Vince McMahon, okay, they gave him the belt over Sandy. He must have resigned because Vince wouldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah.
But it was still so up in the air. I remember Punk was really trolling. He'd post the picture of the belt in the fridge and say, that's where it's going to stay. And that was a great time in the period of wrestling until Hunter beat him 1-2-3. And that was kind of the end of that. But
even Del Rio beating him, like the cash in, like, come
right,
on.
Right.
Tom Talks Rubbish says, just saying, if the Punk return doesn't happen, don't hate on Sean. He's just doing his job. Keep in mind, I did not report that a return is happening because I don't know. I don't know. I know that they've had conversations, though.
Serious conversations.
Yes. Yes. More enough for me to report this and be willing to, you know, get called a hack by CM Punk on Twitter. Zach Barber says, if AEW gets Daniel Bryan and Punk on top of the worldwide network of wrestling, they've cultivated TK and he becomes the center of the wrestling world. I do think, and my guys, it ain't done even after that. I'll just say that it ain't even done after that.
So let's kind of add, and I'm not going to call him Daniel Bryan at this stage. I'm going to call him Bryan Danielson. Let's talk about that to a degree too, because somebody already talked about plans for Arthur Ashe. I believe it might have been Meltzer that said that Daniel Bryan is not part of WWE's plans in terms of merch. Do you think he is the surprise that they're teasing for Arthur Ashe, or do you think that that Bryan Danielson might be on his way in there as well? Because you look at a guy like Mox, I could see Brian wanting a piece of that kind of package.
I think that Brian probably is that, but also AEW hasn't been teasing this. Other people have. And Christian didn't sign his deal until the day before. So you really never know how that can play out. I applied for credentials at Arthur Ashe.
Oh, did you?
It got such buzz that I was like, you know what? I will fly to New York and do an overnight just to be at that show in that environment, see what I can experience there. I absolutely did, and I'll do it. Don't know if they'll let me in the building for Chicago now. That might be – hopefully they do. I think that could be the case. Holy crap. The super chats that we've got are just unreal. Charlie Davis says, I know this isn't what everybody's talking about, but any idea if the Bucks – and Kenny are going to be at the New Japan show in LA. I thought you'd mentioned. I don't know. I keep getting teased about something big even besides this. So it's like who knows, man? Nothing nothing is off the table in wrestling. Nothing is off the table in wrestling right
outside
now.
Outside of WWE,
correct. And Raphael thanks us for our work. Hey, thank you so much, Raphael. He's a good friend of the show, great guy. Mike D says, do you think Vince sees all these rumors, swoops in and makes Punk an offer he can't refuse? If I knew about this, Vince McMahon has heard about this already. For sure. Like, there's no way I'm hearing about this before Vince McMahon does, Jimmy.
And I honestly don't feel that Vince sees that value in Punk.
Correct.
I just don't. Hunter might, but I don't think Vince sees that value in Punk. And, I mean, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day, Sean. Obviously, when you look at the creation of AEW and when you look at who's to credit for the creation of AEW, and obviously Tony Khan's an easy one. His you know, family money and his lifelong wrestling fandom and going to the All In show, which kind of inspired him. Obviously, he was an influence. Cody Rhodes to a degree, Chris Jericho to a degree. You know who doesn't get enough credit for helping the creation and success of AEW? Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
because of Vince McMahon's creative ineptitude. And it was because of the way that he soured so much talent for so long that AEW was able to have legs. Think about Jericho. Think about Moxley. Think about Miro, FTR, Andrade. Now maybe Punk. Maybe Brian Danielson. None of these guys were released. Miro was released, but he was underutilized. And now look at him in AEW crushing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because of Vince McMahon that AEW exists. And it's because of Vince McMahon that AEW has momentum. And that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And I mean, it kind of facilitated a big switch in 96 too. And we got Rob Reed saying, I don't like being that guy, but he thinks if Punk and Brian Danielson show up in AEW, it'd feel as close as Hall and Nash jumping at WCW. At least to him, it would. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be Punk jumping directly, but I mean, You could argue that you wouldn't even have to argue. CM Punk was more established in WWE than Scott Hall was, and so was Daniel Bryan.
100%.
I mean, a lot of people like to look back and imagine that Razor Ramon was like the top guy. He was there for like 4 years and was an Intercontinental Champion and integral. But Daniel Bryan and CM Punk were bigger stars than he was at that
absolutely,
point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Diesel, maybe not so much. He was the WWE champion for a year, but you could argue that CM Punk was right up there as well.
Yeah, Nash, I'd say comparable. Bryan, I probably wouldn't. Bryan for a short period of time was.
Also, this is a period where WWE was watched by probably as many people, if not more, while Bryan was there for a decade. Diesel was there for another 3-4 years. Punk was there for 7-8 years. Like these were established runs. The internet was around, so it was more easily accessible. We got a Demon Diva saying, I don't care what happens. I pulled my CM Punk shirt out of retirement as soon as I read that. Keep up the good work. I appreciate all the kind words. Asian Joe saying, we're the best in the world at what we do. Matt Reichiel, what we does. Matt Reichiel saying that we broke the internet. Chris Townsend said that he popped hard because of the scoop, but he didn't poop hard because he's not Denise Salcedo. That is very important. You don't want to take big fat shits like Denise Salcedo.
Okay.
You what, mate? Calling me the scoop god. Well, thank you so much. I prefer the scoop lord, but, you know, whatever. And Chris Rain says, thanks for the birthday present a day early with the Punk news. Well, happy early birthday. We got people like Mike Bond, CM Punk chanting, but we do have some actual super chats with some substance here. We got Kate Hensler, not to say those others that gave us our money didn't have substance. But Kate says, Daniel Bryan being a free agent, the forbidden door being open just adds layers of intrigue. I lost my mind when this broke. Congrats and thanks. We've seen an awful lot of people jumping back and forth, Jimmy. I mean, it's just like,
I don't know, but back and forth, maybe forth, not back.
Well, lately. No, I mean other companies. Kazarian was at the Impact tapings.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thunder Rosa doing an Impact Slammiversary thing. Switchblade, Jay White, and Impact.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, New Japan did not want to work with Impact Wrestling a couple years ago.
Yes.
Impact Wrestling or NWA did not want to work with Impact Wrestling a year and a half ago. That's all changed.
Now, okay, when it comes to the NWA, I get it. Because obviously the NWA, they've kind of been running on fumes. And so for them to be able to have any kind of an allegiance to another promotion that's got television and that's got publicity, that kind of makes sense. With New Japan, do you think it's a situation where, because you know, Japan, things aren't great with COVID again, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they haven't been able to, they're, I think Ibushi now has got pneumonia, and they, you know, they're canceling shows. And do you think New Japan is, has decided to kind of change their viewpoint on Impact because they want to do what they can to stay relevant in the Western world?
Yes.
While they still work through all these issues.
Yeah. I think they were caught off guard by AEW even forming, and they had US plans then. So they're trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Right.
I thought they did really good with New Japan Strong last year. And Darren Young's a pretty good example. He, everybody in wrestling wrote him off. They thought, eh, he'll never be done. He showed what he could do at New Japan Strong. They're making the best. Like, they've got the roster NWA should have got, and they're having the type of stuff that they should have got.
Right.
Kieran George says he'd pay top dollar to see Punk and Eddie Kingston talk trash to each other. That'd be very good. That'd be
especially
very good
if they just let them shoot for fun.
Oh yeah,
because Punk can keep up, man. You know what I mean? So that's
Josh Cardenas says, runs down the roster, and he said, also the New Japan roster, take my money. I fully believe, Jimmy, that in 2022, New Japan, Impact, MLW, ROH, AAA, all those companies can sell out a major stadium. I think that they did All Out. Look at All Out. It sold out immediately.
Yeah.
They
so
can
you're
do
saying
a
like a super, like a super class,
a super show,
right?
A super right. show. Throw yeah. all the politics out the freaking window and get buzz. Ross says, if I get confirmation while I report it, yeah, of course I will. Steve says, heard anything about where AEW is going to air their pay-per-views? No, I know that BR is like switching things up, but they have a while to figure that out. At worst, they can go on Fight. At worst, they can go on Fight. And they already have that relationship established for their UK stuff, so I'm sure that's an option. Almanac says, is there any way in an altered dimension that Punk can that a Punk return won't be a letdown due to unrealistic fan expectations? Of course, there's always the opportunity that the creative isn't good, that the in-ring isn't good, that it's just poorly executed, Jimmy.
Obviously, his first night in is going to be a home run no matter what. Unless, you know, heaven forbid, he gets up Omega for the go to sleep and messes it up because he hasn't been in the ring in a long time. His first night in is going to be a home run regardless. It's going to be what happens when he gets in the ring with a guy that can go like an Omega and can keep up for 20 minutes. I don't know. I mean, the last time I saw Punk, he dropped a lot of weight, you know, because he had been doing MMA for a long time. He had dropped a lot of weight. I don't know what he's looking like these days.
That means less than ever in pro wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, it's fair. I mean, obviously his cardio should be pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, until we see him in the ring, I don't know how he's going to be. But I don't know. It was more than Punk's, you know, work in the ring that got him over.
Yeah.
It was his promos. It was the pipe bomb. It was all of that. And he still got all of that. And so if he does have any limitations in the ring, especially if you're in there like a pro, with a pro like Omega or Moxley, they'll cover for that anyway.
We have just so many super chats. This is all anybody wants to talk about today. And and that's after a big WWE week, a gigantic WWE week.
Well, we don't need to talk about Raw that much.
Flow Pro says the anticipation for what AEW has in store for fans is going to draw people to them. I just hope he sees how much people want him back in any form possible. That's the thing. People thought I was being sarcastic when he posted a tweet and says Dirt Sheet should pay me for these tweets. And I said, no, we would legitimately pay him to write for us without it. Like, people thought I was being a smartass. And I was like, no, he would be phenomenomenal at it.
Yeah, I asked Sean, like, get him for the magazine.
Yeah, I would love to have CM Punk doing a podcast, doing anything. And he would be paid to do it, and he would be worth every dime. There's almost, like, no price that would, like, for him, for that. Like, he's so good at it. Van Twin Blade says Punk returns, but he's doing color for Rampage. I think it's going to be in the ring. I'm sure eventually he can, though.
Sure.
New Punk says if he debuts at All Out, that's a moment of the year. What are the chances of a Hoovy versus Jericho 3 match? Had to show you all love. I think it's more of a possibility than you all think.
What's Hoovy doing these days?
Still working.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mexico?
Yeah. He worked Killer Karrion Kross a few years ago. Why wouldn't he work Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
I could see. I mean, he worked this past weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Hoovy worked this past weekend in Mexico.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, because I remember he did the Fuerza Mania show a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he did that, and then he wrestled this past weekend. I remember hearing about that. I think it's possible. Some stupid punk makes this little joke. Bruce says, kudos, SRS, you do the right thing the right way, especially with these things when not many do anymore. Not even a wrestling problem, journalism overall. I put in my bio that I'm a journalist in quotation marks because of the negative connotation. But no, there are more reputable, good, accurate sources in wrestling right now than ever before. And that's not me like taking a shot at Dave or Mike or anybody, because they are two of those good, accurate, reputable sources. It's just there are more now than there's ever been. There's a whole lot of people. And there were at least two people in the media that I know that had heard about this and made their effort to do things the right way. So, I mean, I don't think like I'm alone in this boat or anything. I think there's a ton of great sources out there. And to me, that's good, because that might change the perception, and we might not have like former WWE stars blaming the dirt sheets for everything when, you know, we don't fire them.
You know what? When I heard that Ariel Helwani interview, and if anybody missed it, he was talking about, you know, UFC kind of blackballing him and his relationship with Dana White and all that. I thought of you when I heard that interview, because of the fact that you've really become quickly over the last year and a half, you really become one of the top guys when it comes to breaking news. And I was telling Sean, when we talked about the Punk thing, I was telling Sean about, I saw this interview with Dana White, and Dana White explained why he wasn't happy with Ariel Helwani. The reason why that and what it was, and this is Dana White's claim. So it was UFC, it was whatever show it was when they announced Brock was coming back. So it wasn't UFC 200, but it was before that. And what they did was at the end of a pay-per-view, it might've been the start of the pay-per-view, whatever, they had a video as a little surprise teaser that Brock Lesnar was coming back. Ariel Helwani earlier that day broke it that Brock Lesnar was coming back to the UFC. And according to Dana White, that pissed him off because he claims Ariel never called him and never said, I heard this, and never really gave him the opportunity to, you know, to come up with something amicable. Ariel just kind of ran with it, according to Dana White. And so, Sean, again, credit to you. He knew this Punk thing, and instead of running with it a week and a half ago, he reached out to the right people first. And so,
I didn't want an Ariel Helwani, Dana White situation. That situation turned me off of covering MMA full time.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to do it anymore because I thought that was gross, the way that Dana White treated Ariel Helwani.
Right.
And I did make an effort to reach out. I did not get a confirmation from AEW, but I did make the effort. And I even said, like, listen, I don't want to get blackballed or anything. Like, that's not going to make me not run the story.
Right.
But I don't want to get blackballed. And I was told, Tony Khan does not do business like that. He does not.
And he doesn't come off like he does either.
He's been nothing but totally respectful to me in my experiences, 100%. I'll ask him things here and there about injury updates. How's somebody doing? He's not giving me scoops here, but you know, he's always been respectful to me. And that's one of the reasons why and this isn't exclusive to AEW. I've went to Court Bauer. I've went to Scott D'Amore. I've went to higher ups in WWE. I've went to higher ups in New Japan to confirm stories as well, and let them know that I knew about stories as well. That's just what you do. It's what you do.
And when you look at Khan, I mean, look at those post pay-per-view scrums. Vince McMahon would never do that.
Wish he would. That'd be fascinating.
Oh, it would be. It'd probably be the most newsworthy thing in, you know, of the decade in wrestling. But Khan does them after every pay-per-view, and you can ask him whatever the hell you want. Contract stuff. You can ask him whatever, and he will answer it. And I respect that about him.
We've got a ton more super chats. My God. Somebody says, I hate idiots on Twitter. If Punk doesn't show up today and you feel disappointed, don't blame SRS for reporting the news. Well, I didn't report that, but I mean, there's going to be people that, whether he shows up or not, I still got people coming at me for Zelina and Aleister Black, and they literally reported those stories correctly. Sean says, it's a crime you guys don't have more subscribers. You deserve 100K at least. I'm not going to disagree with that.
So here's a little download thing I'll tell you guys, and I'm not going to say a number. So Sean and I, you know, so I had a goal for Select. Sean knows what it was. We hit the goal. Then maybe a week or two ago, we were talking and Sean said, so, you know, what's your vision for Select? And I told him my next goal in terms of a number. Sean's like, never going to happen. I'm telling you, Sean Ross Sapp, it will. It will.
We'll see.
Oh, it will. It will.
Rant says, AEW is making seismic moves. I'm so excited to be living in the timeline AEW exists in. It's been an anchor of my past couple years. AEW is iconic. It has objectively, for me, made my job better. It's made my job more exciting. It's made my job more fun, without a doubt. And Matt and Caleb Graham saying Bound for Glory could be epic. You don't know the ramification this will have on other companies, Jimmy.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. And again, I want to say something to pro WWE fans, because, you know, again, I grew up in a part of Canada where WWE was the only game in town. I'm a lifelong WWE fan, and I continue to kind of have a little bit of an allegiance to WWE as a fan, just because I've always watched WWE.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just because you're a devout WWE fan does not mean that you should at least have an open mind when it comes to another promotion. And when you look at, just listen to what the wrestlers have had to say. Listen to why Jericho went to AEW. Listen to why Moxley went to AEW. Listen to why Brody Lee had gone to AEW, FTR, Andrade, Miro. There's a reason why they wanted to go there, and there's a reason why they seem to be pretty content now there. Yeah. Just be open-minded about it. You know, if you want to still be a pro WWE person, fine. But be open-minded to it, and assuming that that's where Punk does end up, if he does return to wrestling, you can understand why. Why would he want to go back to WWE unless the paycheck was ludicrous? Why?
Yeah.
He wouldn't.
Well, Mike Preventer says WWE will not offer a blank check or a lot of money in creative freedom, and that's the reality of the situation. FTR did not leave WWE because of how they were booked. They left because of how the whole tag division was booked.
Right.
And Punk did see the greater scale there. CM says Punk versus Kenta in a GTS on a pole match. That match is a draw if it ever happens.
In a GTS on a pole match.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And Mike Bond says, glad we can hear Jimmy this week. Have any thoughts on a potential first program for Punk in AEW?
I actually think that everybody seems to think Hangman's going to beat Omega. That seems pretty logical. I know you think he might be transitional to MJF. Mm-hmm. So even though Omega and Punk sounds maybe the logical direction, I would love to see Punk and MJF.
Yep.
Can you imagine the promo, Sean?
Can you imagine MJF walking out to Cult of Personality in Chicago, the Dynamite before All Out?
Oh, awesome. Boy. Yeah. Yeah, and that would, because the one thing I respect about MJF, even though he does kind of cross the line sometimes and he's still young and he'll kind of figure that out, he will say whatever the hell he wants.
Yes, he will.
And Punk will say whatever the hell he wants. And that, to me, would be fascinating for the promo work alone. Punk MJF.
Raphael asked, how many new subs did this bring in today? I think about 150, roughly. I mean, stuff like that gets aggregated really quick. And sometimes if you see me, like, I'll talk to people on Twitter, and if they post something from behind our paywall, like immediately on Twitter, I'm like, what's the point? Like, you're not even making money off of that. You're just undermining what we do. But I knew this was going to get out there immediately. And yeah. I was like, well, whatever. This is, even if we got zero subs, it's like, this is a loss leader. So every single website on the internet's going to have Fightful Select up there. Like,
yeah, and not just that, but it's been one in many. So like people that sign up, they know, okay, you got the Punk thing today, there's going to be more.
Oh, there sure is. There's going to be more Punk stuff this week. I told Jimmy that off air. Yeah. I've already got more Punk stuff. I've got lots of updates this week. Nathan says, what do you think of Ollie Davis's comment where he said that NXT isn't a developmental brand for WWE, but for AEW? Damn. AEW has picked up an awful lot of performance center talent and done well with them, Jimmy.
So, you know what? I guess we'll talk about Karrion Kross. So I,
let's hold off for that. We've got so much Punk stuff.
All right. Let's finish the Punk stuff.
Oh, finish it. People are talking about it nonstop.
Okay.
Denise is just super chatting because she's in a good mood today. But Matt Rubin says, going to go see AEW in NYC and was already excited about seeing Daniel Bryan.
You know what? I want AEW to trademark Daniel Bryanson.
We should trademark.
Maybe I will.
Dustin G says, speaking of Punk using cult of personality, do you think if Danielson signs, they'll get the final countdown? Yeah, I do.
100%. I absolutely believe Tony. You got to remember.
Tony's a sports guy, too.
Well, not just that, but Tony Khan himself has admitted that he became a fan during that Ring of Honor time.
Yeah.
So, and he was big into that era. Absolutely, I expect that they would get that for Brian.
Quick plug, guys, even though they're not a sponsor, go to allform.com/Fightful and buy a freaking sofa because they're awesome. Just wanted to throw that out there. If you like Helix mattresses, you're going to like allform.com/Fightful. Some stupid punk says Impact claims they've never been closer with ROH. They claimed that to me. And he says, imagine Punk leading an ROH invasion of AEW Impact. And that's what brings them to the talent share.
I don't see it.
Nah, I don't see it either.
People look at him as more of a WWE guy now.
Yeah. Mike Preventer says surprises in wrestling are much more interesting when it's not just a surprise coming from within a company, but a surprise from within the industry. So, you know, it is not lost on me, guys, that this could have been a big surprise for sure. Like, is not lost on me, but this would have been reported by somebody else.
Not just that.
100% would have.
Not just that, but unless AEW puts up the graphic, you know, CM Punk is All Elite. With a date and everything, like unless they come straight up and say it like they did with, say, Big Show, it's still a surprise.
Yeah.
If they say nothing until All Out and then they hit called the personality at All Out, it's still a surprise and it will still get a big pop.
Yeah. David Hancock says, you'd have to believe any Punk Danielson. My God, I'm never going to get used to his name. I swear to God. He said you'd have to believe that it'd be structured like Mox's with New Japan, AEW stuff. Yeah, he's got that pull for sure.
Very specific about that. That's what he wants to do. He will have a Mox deal for sure.
Jay Love says, I don't think Punk signs without a huge deal fully guaranteed. The second rate show has to pay more to get him. I don't think Punk sees AEW as a second rate show. Most people within the industry don't. I mean, I hate to tell you guys this, but when the release has happened and I was talking to a wrestler in the company in WWE, I was like, hey, I think some releases are coming. I don't know if I showed you this message, Jimmy, but the person said, oh, is my name on the list? And I said, no. And that person said, well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have been heartbroken because I'm tearing up watching Jungle Boy's entrance right now.
Right. Against Omega. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was. It was whatever week that Double or Nothing was. It was that week.
And you know, I don't know the exact numbers because I don't have it in front of me, but if I remember right, I think Dynamite's peak quarter so far was around 1.2 million viewers. Raw's low, I believe, was around 1.4. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like this. And who would have thought, you know, Raw's getting $265 million a year from USA and AEW's not getting $265 million a year from TNT. I'm telling you, the difference between the peak and the low is this.
Yeah.
And so you can no longer look at it as AEW against NXT. It's just not realistic.
CR says, here's something that's not Punk related. Do you think Archer takes the belt off Moxley tonight and we get a New Japan show up at the end of the show? At some point, Archer's got to win a title match or just not be in him because it's about to be the giant that cried wolf.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it. I still think Mox is hot. I still think he's got some momentum.
The Mox is hot. The Mox is hot.
Yeah.
That's a Lil Wayne reference that you will not get, Jimmy.
Zero idea. And I nope. And you know what? No idea.
Jonathan says Punk versus MJF promo would be tremendous. I would also like to see his AFI theme return. That was a good one. Hannah says, shout out to Sean for doing things the right way. Take the weekend off and get some rest. I am going on vacation Friday to Denver. I'm very excited about it. But you're still going to get scoops on FightfulSelect.com. Injection says, do you think Becky is over as Punk? Yes, I do. I think she is just every bit as over as CM Punk.
I was going to ask about Becky later, but I guess there's more Punk stuff first, yeah?
Oh, my God. There's so much Punk stuff. All right, let's ask about Becky.
This is going to be the show of Punk. This is the show of Punk today.
Okay. I mean, we've got a post show, and I'm hoping we can just get through our super chats by then. We've got more. We got 2,400 people watching right now. Our Future Gaming says, a big super show with AEW, New Japan, AAA, Impact, ROH. I think you'd have to add MLW in there as well. They got some talent. At TIA Bank Stadium in his back pocket, they can sell it out. Now, that's interesting because Jacksonville is not a destination. It is not. But for that, do you think they could pull that off?
Orlando's a destination. It's got one of the major airport hubs. Jacksonville is not too far. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just talking like they have access to TIAA.
Oh, for sure. You know what's interesting about this whole thing too? And it's one of the reasons why this whole Forbidden Door thing is kind of works. So when you think back to Super Clash, which I know is probably too old for a lot of our viewers to remember, it was when WWE was starting to kick everybody's ass. And so the remaining promotions at that time got together, the major promotions got together to do a super show because they thought that's how they could compete. The problem was these promoters were also protective of their own talent. No one could decide if they were doing co-promotional matches, who's going over, and there was infighting, and it never worked. Now, Tony Khan and AEW are in the driver's seat, and every other promotion knows it. Now, I understand that New Japan is New Japan, AAA, 2 degrees AAA. There is no way that Impact and Ring of Honor and the NWA are going to push back on Tony Khan if, hey, we're going to let your talent be on this super show, but, you know, Moxley's beating your guy. I highly doubt it. They'd be stupid to push back on that. And that's why a super show in this era with those promotions would work.
Isn't he working with Stephen Amell on heels? He is, but he is not listed in the promotional materials that I've gotten so far as like scrums and all that. So we'll see. Charlie Davis says, thanks for asking my last question. I only ask about the elite in New Japan because it seems like those three actually being in New Japan would be the thing to make me believe Bad Blood is actually gone. I don't think you want to believe that Bad Blood is actually gone. You want to think that Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa and Jay White hate this group that is pretending to be the elite over here. Ray Callen says, imagine an NFL player calling Schefter a dirt sheet. They do sometimes. People go at Adam Schefter. And Woj and Shams and people like that. I'm not comparing myself to them, but it absolutely happens. It happens pretty often. Rob Reed says, I was expecting Felicity Boy to be all about Karrion Kross and the NXT burial, and woo boy, was there something bigger.
I
did save it for Wednesday. I did legitimately save it for Wednesday for a reason.
You did. Sean told me this morning, he said, noon today. So I was, you know, I was ready.
I even got antsy and I put it out like 11:54. Because it was wild. In the minutes before I was about to post it, I had like six people message me about it.
Really?
Yes. Alex McCarthy, another media member, was like, hey, man, I heard this. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm about to post this.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It's a good thing you did when you did.
Yeah, I had the story prepared and everything. New Punk says, amazed by how big Dark and Elevation feel. They have a direction and use a lot of the vlogs. It's one of those things you don't have to watch it, but it's fun to watch. And Kate says that Punk won't let Cena have the news cycle. Oh,
Cena got his due. He's not crying over nothing. Believe me.
Yeah. Mike says, do you think Punk is more interested in coming back now at any point since he left WWE because so many companies are open to working together? I don't think that hurts, Jimmy.
All I'm going to say is I'm pretty sure the finances had everything to do with it.
There we go.
That's my opinion.
Justin Lopez says, with Tony coming from a sporting world, Sean, I'm sure he looks at you as an Adam Schefter or a Woj. You're just doing your job. And well, I mean, I don't think I've ever had a phone conversation with him, an extended in person that wasn't in front of other people. He's been very respectful to us. And I will never forget how people treat me when they have nothing to gain ever. I'll just say that he's been respectful. He's been very professional.
I mean, there have been a lot of times that, you know, some of your colleagues in the news breaking world, even though maybe they're right 8 times out of 10, when they're wrong, they get shit on because they seemingly did not attempt to confirm. And it seems like the criticism that you always hear whenever a story is wrong is the talent in question will come out, say on Twitter, and say, not only is it wrong, they never asked me.
Yeah.
And you, to your credit, you always make that effort.
I do make the effort if I have a direct line to them. And I mean, yeah. Like WWE's been great to work with of late. I'll put them over how they've been over the last month or two all day long. They've been wonderful to us. I had a person from WWE called me and apologize for the Zelina tweets. Like, listen, yeah. We know you did your due diligence. This is not how we feel. Obviously, we can't ask her to take that down. I'm like, no, if she wants to tweet it, she can tweet it. But right. they've been very good to deal with, too, over the last couple months. Before that, not so much. Stinky Toffee says straight up or Straight Edge Punk versus Drunk Adam Page. That would be interesting.
It would be, but Punk's going to be a babyface. There's no way around it.
Cole says, assuming the talk works out, I wonder what has changed since the last time they were in talks. I don't know, and I haven't heard that much about when they were in talks, but yeah. Probably money.
Yeah.
Jay Holler says, after trying WWE again with crowds and seeing it's the same as before, it really hits home how great it is. There's a real alternative with AEW. Look at the numbers. AEW before the pandemic and after the pandemic stayed steady.
Yep.
WWE did not. People saw it. Bob Green says, was I dreaming or did I see Tony Khan like Jeremy's tweet on Twitter? Tony Khan follows Jeremy on Twitter.
Oh,
I know
does he?
That's a nightmare scenario for Jimmy Van. Tony Khan's about to start DMing me. Is Jeremy Lambert okay? Does he need anything?
Okay. If Jeremy's watching this, I just want to let it be known that I asked that because I care. All right. That's why I asked Sean that. If I didn't care, I wouldn't say shit.
I know. So there you go. If I see anything like that, I'll make sure he's all right. AEW got me back into wrestling after I hadn't watched since Punk left, says Joe Farrow.
Really?
I've gotten into Impact as well. Still love WWE, but enjoying all shows. That Impact environment was electric, Jimmy. It was so much fun. I was really, really happy for that.
So I haven't gotten to see the pay-per-view yet. I've seen clips here and there. I heard that you were all over the show. Is that
true?
Yeah,
unfortunately. I was not thrilled about that. I had people that were like, why didn't you look excited? And it's like, well, I go to pretty great lengths to keep my wife off of camera because of weirdos. And yeah. I'm not going to be like, hey, Impact, how dare you sit me front row? I was very happy to be there and very happy to be front row. But yeah, I had that in my mind. I had this.
Was she with you at the show?
Yeah.
Okay. And when they put you on camera, did they put your name on the screen or did they acknowledge you were?
No, but there was an Impact person that joked that they were going to. And I said, oh, if you do, please put journalist in quotation marks when you do it. I thought that would be a good pop right there. I thought that'd be funny. Garrett says, longtime subscriber, first time super chatter, mag credit to SRS for scooping what could be the biggest story of the year. We'll be subbing to select. We got more stuff coming this week. And Bobby says, what's going on? I'm just getting off work. Punk is back. We'll see. We'll see. Look, somebody else knows it. The block is hot. The block is hot. They know. Wild Boy says, if Punk does go to AEW, who could WWE bring in to do that same type of buzz? Nobody.
That type of buzz would be a challenge. Yeah, no, because it's already expected.
Yeah.
You know, because she's already trolling. She's posting, hey, here I am outside the arena. Like, it's expected with Becky. You got to think somebody that's got the popularity where you just thought it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And who's left, Sean? Who's left?
Rob Reed says, if SRS is having issues saying Brian Danielson, I'm hurting for Jim Ross. Oh, that poor guy.
Yes. Yes. He is going to call him Daniel Bryan at least a half a dozen times.
Oh, man. And it is.
Absolutely.
Almanac says, I'd literally turn into a little giggling kid to get a how Blampy would book CM Punk and AEW. That'd be really good. I love Adam's stuff. Gotham guy asks if we know Cult of Personality, if WWE owns the rights. They do not.
No, they do not. They licensed it.
Punk versus Bryan at All Out? I'd be shocked, but you know what?
At All Out? No.
But you want to know what would kick up some last-minute buzz for AEW All Out is if Daniel Bryan came out and went, yes, 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 and then immediately Cult of Personality hit, and they got face-to-face. Oh, my God. Don't even get the hose, Jimmy. I'm getting the water straight from the spigot. My head's just right underneath it.
That reminds me of, do you remember when Taker came back and then Hunter came back on the same show? And they didn't even say nothing. They just looked at each other. It'd be like that. It's like Taker got his big return moment, and then Hunter immediately got his big return moment, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Joseph McBride says, why does everyone think Brian signed with AEW? With Total Bellas, I don't think he leaves the WWE family. Got some bad news for you, Joseph McBride. That show is ending. That show is over. It's done.
Yeah, and I also, I don't think there's that much of a correlation anymore.
They said they're going to end it sooner rather than later. And yeah, let me tell you, that show is not going to be the reason he sticks around.
And the other thing we should mention too, and again, this is just my opinion based on what I've heard. I don't know either guy, and I haven't talked to either guy. I think their motivations are different. I think that Brian is not motivated by money. I think that Brian is motivated by creative, artistic freedom and different styles and promotions. I really, straight up, Punk's motivation is money, in my opinion. I think Brian's motivation is artistic, you know, flexibility and stuff.
Yeah.
WWE just can't provide that. I'm sorry if you're a WWE fan. You've seen what they've done to like virtually every, look, Karrion Kross. Yeah. It is what it is. Like Brian, I don't think he's satisfied creatively in WWE. I just don't think
Brian, you mean Bryanson, as Hannah points out.
There you go. Yeah.
Injection says, do you know who went to who in terms of the talks? I would almost guarantee, this is a hunch, but almost guarantee AEW went to Punk.
Yes, because he's been pretty honest about that
before. Yeah. Yeah. Don says, what's the situation with Punk and Cabana? Not good, pal. Not good, pal. Gregory Nelson, thank you. Once a month, this guy gives me the jump on the Ringside Collectibles AEW figure pre-order, and it's always right as our show's starting, every single time. So in the minutes before, I'm trying to pre-order these. Those are a retirement plan for me, Jimmy. I'm getting them. I'm stocking them away in a box, and in like 20 years, I'm going to sell them completely mint in Defenders. That's what I'm doing.
Sean, do you know what the demo of most of the buyers are of those action figures?
What's that?
You.
Yeah, I know. JoJo says, do you see AJ Lee returning to wrestling? I think it's more possible now than ever before.
I agree.
I feel like, and I've never had a conversation with AJ Lee, but I think maybe if she sees some of the creatively satisfying stuff on there and she sees a Thunder Rosa and she sees a Britt Baker, and boy, let me tell you, I would just love to see Britt Baker cut a promo on CM Punk about his wife.
And she can keep up, man. AJ Lee can keep up. She was a good promo.
Rob Reed says, off subject, did you hear the pop Thunder Rosa got on Dark last night? Oh, my God. So at Impact, they were like joking that it's like the Thunder Rosa pop now. Like, which, oh, really? I love, because everywhere she goes, she gets a major pop. Never had a bit of WWE exposure. Every interview we do with her does better than WWE numbers. It's unreal. Like, there's a great picture my wife took of her. Like, I knew about the Thunder Rosa Impact secret, but I knew about it off the record. And everybody, I think most people knew I knew it off the record, but I couldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say anything because I couldn't get anybody to confirm it. That's how close it was kept. And there's this great picture of when Thunder Rosa sees my wife and I, she gets a little grin, and my wife caught that moment perfectly in a picture. I was so happy about that. So happy to see her. She is an ambitious, self-made woman. She worked her ass off to become a citizen. She worked her ass off to get better after she says that she sucked in Lucha Underground. And now she is a top women's draw. And not only that, Jimmy, she's got Mission Pro Wrestling, which is effectively the women's developmental territory for AEW now. And couldn't be happier for that woman, a real badass woman.
She's the ultimate globetrotting female in wrestling. Yes. All she needs now is get some New Japan time in. You know what I mean? She's been freaking everywhere.
Well, I mean, they don't book women, so.
Well, what's their affiliated promotion?
Strong.
There you go.
Yeah, well, she's been to Japan. She's been over there. I think she went to Stardom.
Recently, within the last year?
A few years ago.
Pre-COVID, I guess, yeah.
Daniel says, if Brian goes to AEW, is there a chance the Bellas go too? I'd be shocked. I would be very shocked.
It's different. I mean, yeah. I know that Nikki and Brie, they came to love wrestling. And Nikki, as we talked about, she really worked hard on her body and athleticism and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were not AJ Lee. They were not Bailey. They were not lifelong fans. Johnny Laurinaitis found them in a modeling catalog. And so I think they looked at WWE as a springboard.
Yeah.
To television careers. It's different.
Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Can't tell you how important that is to YouTube finding us or people finding us on YouTube. Also, a nice plug. I got a Matt Cardona interview I did in person this past weekend. His last interview before his big match with Nick Gage this weekend. Hail Hydra says, SRS crossover dream match, Punk versus Great O'Conn. Also, while I'd given up on Punk returning and stopped talking about it, if I see it, I'll pop. I'd also given up on it. But April Fool says, how does the possibility of Punk versus Bryan compare to AEW compare to TNA getting Angle or WCW getting Hogan? I don't think it's as big as WCW getting Hogan.
No.
I think it's as big as TNA getting Angle.
I would say Punk is bigger.
Yeah, Punk is bigger than Angle,
yes.
But nowhere near Hogan.
No,
at that stage.
No, not even in the same atmosphere. No.
What did you think about that video that went viral? Video of AEW and This Is Impact Chance at Raw. I don't think of it. I don't. But yeah, I mean, if WWE sucks, like I'm not going to chant that while talented people are in the ring. I would chant it maybe asses. Between or something. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I could not believe that in a WWE produced post on Twitter, they encouraged what chants?
Yeah.
Prior to live, I could not believe that whoever was in charge was so stupid and tone deaf that they would suggest it. And then what do? They what chanted John Cena.
The wrestlers even tweeted and they're like, don't do this.
It's so disrespectful, and MVP to his credit, because the one thing I've noticed is that the guys have kind of learned try to minimize that pause,
yeah,
and just try to get the next sentence going. And when you do that, they'll typically stop. And MVP did. So I noticed that MVP, he would pause as short as he could, go with the next sentence, and after a while they paused it. But I hate that. And Steve Austin is so proud of it, eh? He's so proud of it.
Yeah.
Man.
Rafael Garcia says, Thunder Rosa will be the women's PWI number one for 2021. Book it. Yeah, I think so too. She should be. Her or probably Britt.
Yes.
Vincent says, would love to see Punk in AEW. I originally started getting into wrestling because of him. I need Punk MJF. And Tyree says, maybe this is the wake-up call WWE needs. No. Well, I definitely need Punk and MJF. That's got to happen. Yes. I don't think this is going to be the wake-up call.
No.
That they need.
When you have live fans back, when you have John Cena back, which was a big deal, when you have Goldberg back, which isn't as big a deal, but it is to Vince, I guess. When you have all of these things going for you, you got Roman Reigns is still the hottest thing in wrestling right now. You got Roman Reigns and you produce the show that you produced on Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Punk is not a wake up call for them.
Yeah.
Going to AEW.
And also Gregory saying, finally back at work and can afford to throw a few bucks your way. Well, thank you, Gregory. We appreciate you and appreciate you always giving me the drop on those figures as well. But we did have a non-punk super chat. It says, are you worried the sister wives, Fox USA, will prevent Big E from cashing in on Lashley on Raw since they got the women's Money in the Bank and Fox will force the issue? I love this reference that Denise brings up. She says that USA and Fox are like sister wives arguing over, no, I get Hell in a Cell. No, I get John Cena. I love that reference.
Come on. You're not going to tell me that USA did not tell Vince McMahon about John Cena on Raw. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. He's in the opening segment, which they announced in advance, did the biggest quarter of the show. You're not going to tell me that USA didn't nudge that one. But in terms of Big E, I could see them waiting for a pay-per-view for that. So you'll be able to appease everybody, I suppose.
Well, guys, even completely separate from this, I don't usually wait until the end of a show to tell you guys about our sponsors. But please check out MagicSpoon.com. I recently lost, I think it was 16, 17 pounds in the period of about a month and a half, 2 months. And Magic Spoon was legitimately a big part of that. They've got 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving of Magic Spoon cereal. You know, I like drinking protein shakes and doing all that good stuff too, but this is such a good way to kick off a part of my day. And I can eat it as a snack too. And they've got all the flavors that you love. So the cereal that you liked when you were younger doesn't make you feel guilty after you eat it. They've got cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon. You can build your own variety pack over there as well. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Go to magicspoon.com/Fightful. Grab your delicious cereal. Try it today. Use our promo code Fightful to save $5 off your order. I absolutely love Magic Spoon. They got some great new flavors that are coming out that I'm very excited about. But, I mean, they just keep adding flavors, and I really, really dig it. I do not push any products that I don't believe in. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful. And my favorite thing is one serving fills me up. Meanwhile, other cereals, I'm constantly going back and forth, getting more bowls. So check them out.
How often do you weigh yourself?
Every morning. I weigh myself every morning, and I put it in the app on my phone. Yeah.
You weigh yourself every morning.
Yeah, just to kind of track and see how much it fluctuates. But I was at 205, 206 in late April, and now I'm at like 188, 189.
Right. Did I tell you my Chris Benoit story?
I hope not.
No, I know you're not supposed to, but I'm going to tell the story. So, sure. So he was in Toronto one time, a guy named Jeff Merrick, who I've talked about, who's good friends with him. And we were all out at this bar or someplace, and Benoit told a story, and he's not the only wrestler, but he told a story. He says, "I don't know what I weigh. I never weigh myself. What the ring announcer says is made up. Yep. Don't know what I weigh." And his explanation was, when I look in the mirror and if I think I look good, and cosmetically I look the way I should look, but in my mind I should weigh a certain weight, and I jump on the scale and I'm 10 pounds heavier than that. Shit, I got to lose 10 pounds.
So yeah, EC3 once told me, he told, I think, a ring announcer, "Stop saying I'm like 242. I've never been above 225 and I'm jacked." Like,
right.
If people can't see that I'm jacked, that's their problem.
So. Right. Well, but when Benoit said that ever since then, and this is probably 20 years ago, ever since then, I don't weigh myself except for like at the doctor for my physical, mm-hmm. because it made sense in your head. You should weigh a certain amount, but if you feel good and look good, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, that's more about, I'm not worried about the number that I see. Yeah. I just do it to track my health and stuff like that. If I look good and I'm 205 pounds, I don't care, but right, exactly. I didn't feel like I look good, and I want to freaking wrestle again for fun, and I don't want to be out of shape when I do it. So
that's okay, because as soon as CM Punk finds out about this news, he's going to want to wrestle you.
I'd take that payday. Jose says, "I love the exploding internet for the news, but goddamn, I'm excited for Denise Salcedo and Straight to Hell." Oh my gosh, Denise is great, and that's going to be good.
When's the last time you trained MMA?
About 3 weeks ago, before my neck.
How do you think you would do against Punk in an MMA fight?
Probably not good. He trained with UFC. Like, I've trained with UFC fighters and Bellator fighters, but not recently. Like, I haven't trained competitively in MMA for a couple of years. I basically trained cosmetically and to keep my technique up. He trained competitively with people for a solid few years. He'd probably beat my ass.
The more I think about it, you guys are like, you'd probably be in the same weight class.
Yeah, probably.
You guys are pretty much the same size.
Probably. So I take that payday too.
Yeah.
No malice there.
I'm gonna start pushing this, even though it'll never happen. I'm gonna start pushing this. I think Sean Ross Sapp, CM Punk in a charity MMA fight would be very entertaining.
I don't want to do any gimmick bullshit like that. Triple Stroke says, Omos should learn from Brock how to sell like a big guy. He really does. That was some of the worst selling I've ever seen in my life.
Agreed. Kali level, 100%.
Yeah. Some Stupid Punk says, "Is there a single place where wrestling fans can get an exclusive interviews, breaking news, entertaining videos and podcasts, and an awesome magazine?" Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because the Fightful magazine is out now. Take a look at that, FightfulMag.com. We have the former Damian Sandow, Aaron Stevens, writing in the Wrestler's Tribune. We've got a lot of good retro content about No Mercy, the video game, SummerSlam 88. LJ and Customs. We've got a good feature on from Evan Wheeler on Ronda Rousey's career. Jimmy even tells a story about how he trolled me by paying Roman Reigns to send a cameo.
Yeah, it turned out really good too. Chronicles. Yeah,
it turned out very good.
And the cover story, Roman Reigns against Kenny Omega, dream match, how it could happen. FightfulMag.com. That's the July August issue. We're working on the next one now already. But it looks great, and I expect to get my copy probably next week, and you too, Sean.
Awesome. Grayman Media says, "With NWA potentially working with Impact, AEW, New Japan, MLW, and ROH, how does this affect the Crockett Cup or World Tag League?" Oh, man, honestly, I don't give NWA much thought outside of that women's show.
And I was going
to – I got to watch Tyrus on that show.
And I was going to say the same thing. I don't think that the promoters in question give a shit.
Yeah. Whiskey says, "Other than Roman, who would be a Hogan level signing for AEW? Cena. Cena would be an AEW or a Hogan level signing.
Rock appearance.
Becky would be close to it, I think.
Maybe Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Give me AJ Lee versus Britt Baker. AJ wrote a story for Wonder Woman Black and Gold comic in the first issue. She's a talented woman. She really is. people telling them to like Spike and help the algorithm. Well, guys, we have reached the end of the show. We went over by 6 or 7 minutes. We're heading over to FightfulSelect.com and doing the post show right now. I appreciate you guys for showing us so much love. This has been one of our most super chatted weeks ever. This stuff is very important to us. Your support is very important to us. You guys helped make us a success during the pandemic, and that is not lost on me. I am right here after AEW Dynamite tonight to review that show with Robert DeFelice and a probably happier than a pig in shit, Alex Palowski, after yes. The Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA title.
Love that.
So thank so you guys.
It's going to be happy graps.
Oh, God, yeah. His show was only 45 minutes last night, so I knew something nice was going on there. But, guys, thank you all so much. We're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.